Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special source for Chanaliva Basnecha Gittel. Adina Shishbe, Adina Basheva Basnecha Gittel, Cholanova Meleim. And it's based in the Torah of Moreno Rabbeinu, the Rosh Yeshiva Shlita. At the time of Alila Regel, they would dance. As we see in the Pasuk in Tehillim 42:5, it says, Ela es karav esh pchala nafshi ki avor basoch. These things I remember, pour my soul within me, how to go with the throng and lead them to the house of Hashem with a voice of joy and praise, a multitude keeping a holy day. But you see this Hamon Chogeg. Chogeg means, like the Radak writes, Merakid Merov Simcha. אז אנחנו רוצה לשאת את דעתנו לקראת ההערה היוצאת מתיאור זה. בשעת הקמת המשכן לא יכלו להקימו מחמת כבדותו. The time of the הקומס המשכן, they could not build the משכן because it was so heavy. And Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, you do it. That's why it says, who come a משכן? The משכן was by itself lifted. They couldn't do it. Moshe did a pool of hakom. Moshe did a pula, and then it went up by itself. That's Rashi, Shmos 39:33. But in the pasuk it says Vayakom Moshe, that he was the making. So there are two things: Moshe did what he did, and then Me'elav Hukam, it constructed itself. In Parshas Pekudei, pasuk repeats Nachamol again and again. Kashetziva Hashem is Moshe. Kashetziva Hashem is Moshe. Chazal say. In Chum of Ayera Aleph, 18 times Kasher Tziva Hashem is Moshe. Kenega, the 18 brachas of Shmoneser. So what's this 18 Kasher Tziva Hashem is Moshe? Kenega, the 18 brachas of Shmoneser. Ramban in the parsha of Asiyas Aron and the pasuk Al Arba Pamosav brings the targum. And Rashi explains Al Arba Zavise. What does it mean? Al Arba Pamosav Vayatzak Toloi Arba Tabois Zov, four rings of gold. Cast four rings of gold. Then Asata and placed them Al Arba Pamosav in its four corners. That's how Rashi renders it. Two rings shall be on one side of it, and two rings on the other side of it. Frek the Ramban and Rashi writes Al Arba Zavisa in the four corners. We don't find Pam meaning a corner. Pam is a regel. Pam is a foot. And Ramban explains that since those who carry the arrow are going in between the two staves of the Aron to carry the Aron. So Pa'amosav is explained the steps of the Kohanim who walk in between the Badim and carry the Aron. Dugmas Pa'amei Shulamis, Mayafu Pa'amayich, it means their steps. V'atzaktalo, Arba Taboy Zav, and Asatal Arba Pa'amosav. And you should cast four rings of gold and then put them, so the Ramban renders it, the steps of the Kohanim who carry the Aron. Why he says Kohanim and not Levim, we see very clearly that the Levim B'nai Kohas carried the Aron, not the Kohanim. So, there's a lot said on this. But we'll leave it at that. The point is that the Ramban holds that it's talking about a regel, it's talking about steps. But Anachon Rotzim Adayin L'Archiv Biur B'Dvarav. How does that fit in with Pshuto Shel Mikra. So it's reasonable to assume that the Ramban here is Marames to the sort of Aron Nosei Es Nosav. The Aron carries those who carry it. Mitzad ze arba pa'amotav hem bemet pa'amot ha'aron v'lo shena osim ha'olchim. וכך ראינו בשעת קריאת הירדן בזמן יהושע, שמיד שארון יצא, חזרו המים. So it's, we know that there's a rule that the Aaron carried those who carried it. And therefore the Arba Pamos of these four steps are really the steps of the Aaron, because the Aaron is carrying those who carry it. The male, the steps of the people carrying it are the steps of the Aaron. And we see that in the time of Yehoshua, when the Jordan was split, the Kohanim went out of the water went back to the way it was. But as long as the feet of the Kohanim were in the Yarden, the water didn't go back, as we see in Joshua 4:18. The Hengim Advorim, these Raglei Kohanim are the Aaron, because Aaron was carrying them, the Mela. When their feet are in the Yarden, it splits because that's the Aron. Their feet are an extension of the Aron. Because the Aron Noseh is Noseh. Yesh lavi kan me'anamar b'sefer nefesh ha'chaim shu mever ba'arichut et koach pulat ha'adam b'mitzvot u'b'ma'asim tovim. Ketuv b'Yechezkel alef chaf b'ruach ha'chaya v'ofanim. So the nefesh ha'chaim explains the pu'ul of a person in mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. It says that the spirit, the living spirit in the oifanim. The oifanim carry the chayos, but the living spirit was in the oifanim. The oifanim carried it, and their spirit was in the oifanim. And that's the way it is in all the levels. The higher it is, it becomes a ruach and a neshama to the one who carries it. So since the ofanim carried the chayos became the spirit of the ofanim. I don't even know what I'm saying, right? So on the vua, far beyond me, sweet friends. But I'm just telling you what the Nefesh HaChaim says. That if A is carrying B, is bearing B, then B becomes the spirit for A. Ve'adam Yisrael shalosho lemala b'kisei hakavod. Jewish person, his root is in the heavenly throne. And he is the ruach chayim that's mechaya everything. U'v'chol ma'aseh Noge Adam b'shorashim ha'elyonim shelo. Jewish person, his root is in the Kisei HaKavod, and he is the living spirit that gives everything life. He is the living spirit that gives everything life. ובכל מעשה נוגע אדם בשורשים העליונים שלו. וזה נושא את כל העולם. הנשמה נושאת את הגוף, כלומר מחיה אותו. So since man's root is in the Kisei HaKavod, he is the spirit that's mechaya everything. In other words, just like the Ofanim carry the Chayos, and the Chayos are the spirit of the Ofanim, so to the world, so to speak, is carrying man, but man is the living spirit of the world. Man is the Neshama of the world. Man is the gives the world its life, its Chiyus. הנשמה נושאת את הגוף. כלומר, מחיה אותו. So, it would appear to us that the goof is carrying the neshama. But it's the opposite. It's the living spirit in the body that allows it to exist, so too in the world. The world looks like it's carrying man, but man is really the spirit of the world. It says in the Pasuk in Reishis 29a, Vayisa Yaakov Raglav, Rashi Kotev, מי שנתבשר בשורה טובה שהובטח בשמירה נשא ליבור את רגליו ונעשה קל ללכת. Yaakov lifted up his legs when he had this Besura Tova that he was promised that he was going to be guarded. His heart lifted his feet and he walked with a certain lightness. God said, I'm going to guard you, so he walked with a certain lightness. Therefore, libo nosa raglav. His heart carried his feet, and his feet didn't carry his heart anymore. His heart was feeling good, so that's what carried his feet. And why dafka here? This is not the first haftach of Elvis that was fulfilled. So why is it that we have an expression over here? Just the shmira that he was zocha, that was revealed to him in the Mar of the Sulam, Amutzav Aretzav, Rosh HaMegiyah Shemayma, U'malachei Alokim, Olim V'yardimbo. Yamru Chazal, Shera'a, Shetzura Zo, Ashochenet Kan Lamata, Magiyat Kisei HaKavod. What happens? He's promised shmira in his dream of the angels going up and down with this ladder that starts in the ground and reaches the heavens. Chazal say that he saw that this tzura that's down here is also up there. So the Malachim saw Yaakov's tzura down here and they saw his tzura, his form, that was engraved on the Kisei HaKavod. So we see from here that the root of the body that dwells down here is Be'emes Lamala Bakisei. The root of the body that dwells here is above on God's throne. And that's what carries everything. So in this Marit, he saw the parish of the Shemira, that everything is really conducted by man. I mean, obviously, the Eibishter field developed, God runs the world. But God empowered man that through his Meisim, he can determine his fate to a certain extent. Yaakov's Boroisha Sulam, Umimenu Mistaefet Ruach HaChaim Lakol. And from him comes the Ruach HaChaim for everyone. There's no Kvedus, there's no heaviness. And that's why he said Yaakov Raglav, he lifted up his legs, his heart lifted up his legs. Because he realized, oh, I'm in control over here, I have the power. Hashem empowered me. I carry everything. הרמב"ן מבאר את ריבוי הכפילויות והחזרות בסדר בניין המשכן. There are a lot of repetitions in the building of the Mishkan. הרמב"ן says that's in order to be increased the schar of those who are dealing with the Mishkan. And the explanation of the Mishkan is, the explanation of this is that the Mishkan is chubur layachdav. Is a mikdash lamala, madregos madregos shel mikdash, of different stages, parallel. Harvest Scharam, because the Mishkan is the Mokum Shemagiyad Ruma Milas. Erkol Shlavim va Madrigot ha Makbilim Zel Azeh. Chol Chazara Makbila Laot Shlav u Madrigat Kisei HaKavod. Refidato Zahav Merkavo Al Gaman. Rashi Refidato Mishkavo Mishkano Al HaKaporet Shu Zahav. מרכבו הארגמן זה הפרוכת שתלוי ורוכב על כלונסאות מעמוד לעמוד. כל פרטי המשכן מקבילים עד מרכבתו ועוד. הכל מכוון כלפי כל השלבים. In the Mikdash, the various madregas, the various stages. The Mishkan ultimately reaches the highest levels, but it does it via the various stages, the various levels. And every time there's a chazara, every time the Torah repeats itself, that parallels another stage, another madrega, another rung until the Kisei HaKavod. There are all these rungs that lead to the Kisei HaKavod, from the Mishkan to the Kisei HaKavod. So every time it says, it repeats something, that's another rung. It says in the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim that Refidaso Zav, Shirashi explains, means that the Mishkaf, the lying and the dwelling of the Kapoiles, which is Zav, Milkavo Agaman, that's the Peroiches that rides on the poles from pillar to pillar. So we know we have the Shechina has a Merkava. So all the details of the Mishkan reach the Merkava. All stages, all rungs in the ladder that go up to Shemayim. And Das can be Mechaber, everything together. That's the Das of Kasher Tziv Hashem as Moshe. Moshe is the Das that can bring down everything, all everything up high can bring it down. You can bring it down here. That's the Das of Kasher Tziv Hashem as Moshe. Moshe brings it all down. Kasher Hareita Baham, as he showed in the mountain, the Kfedus and Akomis HaMishkan is Mitzad HaKuf. When only Moshe is Nogea, and his Mamid B'Koach has Chavus LaMishkan and Ali Yosef, Shu Noisei is Noisef, as I Hukam HaMishkan. Moshe can do it. Moshe elevated the Mishkan to connect to its source. When Amela, the Mishkan wasn't so heavy anymore, Moshe could be Mamid the Mishkan. Moshe was like the Ruach Chai of the Mishkan. Moshe elevated the Mishkan to a higher place. Chum tell us that the 18 brachas of Shemoneh Esrei are connected to the 18 vertebrae in your spinal cord. Spinal cord is what gives a person a upright posture. The opposite of animals whose head is on the same level as their bodies. The Maharal, the Rechaim 3:14, writes the Tzelem Elokim of a person is that he's upright. That's what we're saying, because the guf is below and it lifts up the head. But who gives koach to the guf to lift up the head? The head. And sleep will prove, when a person sleeps, he falls because his head doesn't have koach. And mainly he falls, the whole body falls. Seer of Tfilas Amidas Amidaso, this upright posture. Like all the beard sign of it, all the brachas and all the shefa should go by a man that his head, that his shoris reaches Shemayim. Man's head reaches Shemayim and all the hashpahs come through him. All the shefa comes through him. And that's the inyan of Kol Mezukuf, of an upright posture. The head is at the top, 18 vertebrae in the spinal cord, which give a person this Komas Kufa, and show that his root is in Shemayim. 18 brachas of Shemoneh Esrei corresponding to the 18 vertebrae in the spine. 18 Kasher Tzivas Moshes connected to the 18 brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. Man Tzelem Elokim is Komas Kufa. It gives him the Komas Kufa, the 18 chulios, the 18 vertebrae in the spine. And that shows that man is connected to what's above. And the 18 brachas of Shemoneh Esrei correspond to the 18 chulios of the Shedra. Obviously, because he's connected to what's above. And that's the 18 Kasher Tziv Hashem is Moshe, because Moshe also connected the Mishkan to what's above, and that connects, therefore, to the 18 brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. All the same yisod of connecting to the source, connecting to the root. So that's why man is upright. Because what gives everything the chiyus is the head, the top. Man goes up to Shemayim. His sagas, his hashpah. The Sharish Avodas Zrizus is in the Chipazin of Mitzrayim, Mishmartim is a mitzvah. Mitzvah bo liyad chatach mitzena. Don't let your mitzvah become chometz. Don't let it lay there. Because you see, it's Mitzrayim. We got that aschala, that Sharish that's above us. Zrizus is chiyus that carries the heaviness of the body. We see in the Gemara. A suffix, if one should say, Yularatz and Imrei Fi, for Shemin Esrei or after. And the decisive ruling is, after. Like David HaMelech said it after 18 Prakim, we finish Hashem Tzuri V'Go'ali. That was the Bakasha Yularatz and Imrei Fi, is that it could be that the Tfilah Zikuvma has Ketrugim Mitzad, Makom Odom Mamata, all these Mishabdim in the world that are stopping man. And therefore he says, Yularatz and Imrei Fi, that Hashem, because since Hashem Tzuri V'Go'ali, listen to me, because you're my rock, you're my salvation. And Rabban writes, Nakdamad Shmos, that only when they built the Mishkan, and there was covered Ashkenah, they were considered Gulim. So too, by the Kol Mezukufa of the 18 Brachas, we have a Kol Mezukufa in all 18 Brachas that go to the Shorash Elyon, the root of man standing before God. There a person is Mufka from all the Shiabudim, that are Machbid, that weigh on man below. He's free from that, from all these subordinate factors. And because of his strong shorish above, he lifts up all of the heaviness. It's ma'akev the tefillin, he gives it a new chiyus, that it should be accepted. Yularatz and imrei fi Hashem tzuri v'go'ali. And that's all after the Seder of Yichatz Brachas, shebzeh nishlam kol komasa. As malgi sheshol shor elyon omid b'fnei ha'melech magbiyat kol kveidus kufu shalamata. It's after the Seder of Yichatz Brachas, he finished the coma. He did the 18, connected the 18 vertebrae in the spinal cord. And then he feels that his Shorash Elyon was lifnei HaMelech. He lifts him above the Kvedus. And therefore, Yularatz and Imrei Fi Hashem Tzuri V'Go'ali. You're my Redeemer. And that's what we were redeemed when we built the Mishkan. Is the Mishkan down below connected to the Mishkan up above? So that when we do our Yichas Brachas, we're now connected to up above. We're freed from the constraints of the body, the heaviness of the body. And therefore, it should be L'Ratzon. Hashem, my Rak, my Redeemer. Redeemer meaning now the Shekhinah is going to be Shara. And that's the Aliyah L'Regel. Ayafu Pamayach, it says in the Pasuk. How beautiful. Are your steps up to the Beis HaMikdash. Adadim al Beis HaLokim. I will lead them, I'll guide them to the house of Hashem. And it says there it was done with Hamon Chogeg, with dancing. When a person feels, recognizes his root, so he becomes light in his feet to dance. B'derech Alila Regel, B'Shalosh Pamei Regaleinu. What's the Shalosh Pamei Regaleinu? Tzadim, these steps, the Regalim that carry us. Now we understand where we started. They would dance. They'd go up to the Beis HaMikdash for Aliyah L'Regel. Why? Because the person realizes his root. And then it becomes Kal B'Raglav. The source of the Mishkan is up above. So man realizes his root is up above. He realizes that it's man who carries the world. That makes him light in his feet. It empowers him. It's the shalosh pamei regaleinu, these legs that carry us. They get light. Because we realize our purpose, we realize our capacity, we realize our power. Being able to be mashpi on the world. Because we're connected above, we recognize our shorish lamala. Okay, there's obviously a lot more to say, so please stay tuned. Thank you for listening.